Sukkah, Per Gimel Mishnah, Yud Beis 3:12, and the Mishnah here tells us about the transition regarding the custom of shaking the lulav that happened before and after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. As we said before, the pasuk which requires the shaking of the lulav is in itself a bit internally contradictory. It says, "Ulakachtem lachem b'yom harishon," you'll take for yourself on the first day, the pre etzader, kapos tamarim, ba'anav etz avos, svar v'nachal. That's the first day. And then it says, "Usamachtem lifnei Hashem elokeichem shivas yamim," and you'll rejoice before Hashem your God for 7 days. That's all one pasuk. So how do we resolve the question, is this just the first day, Yom HaRishon, or all 7 days? The resolution is that it's 7 days, but only lifnei Hashem, only if you are before Hashem in His presence, so to speak, meaning in the Beis HaMikdash. But outside of the Beis HaMikdash area, called Gvulin, so then already it's just the first day of Sukkot, where there's a mitzvah to shake lulav. So, and of course you know that nowadays, notwithstanding that, we shake lulav throughout the whole week of Sukkot. So our Mishnahs bring that point out. It's saying, Barishona, originally, Hayalulav nitzel b'mikdash shiva, uv'medina yom echad. Originally it was that the lulav was taken in the Beis HaMikdash all 7 days. A little more on that in the next parak. It could come to be 6 days, we'll see later on. Uv'medina, but in the rest of the country and beyond, meaning everywhere outside of Yerushalayim. So those places are, meaning outside the Beis HaMikdash area, Yom Echad. It's just taken and shaken on the first day of Sukkot. However, Mishacharv Beis HaMikdash, after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, this is the second temple, Hiskin Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai Shehei Lulav Nitel B'Medina Shiva. Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, who was the almost an interim Nasi, an interim head of the Jewish people. He is the one who snuck out of the walls of Jerusalem, hidden inside a coffin, and he engaged there with the Romans and was able to secure Yavne v'chachameha, Yavne and its sages. So he was the temporary Nasi until Rabban Gamliel, the famous Rabban Mishnayos, took over. And in that interim period, he was tasked with the transition of this tremendous transition, this trauma that faced the Jewish people from before and after having a functioning Beis HaMikdash. So he did a number of things. But one of the things that he did is that after the Churban, he said, as the Mishnah says here, that no longer will we take the lulav just 1 day, we'll take it all 7 days, like we did back in the Beis HaMikdash. And that'll be a Zechar LaMikdash, says the Mishnah. That will be a remembrance of what went on in the Beis HaMikdash, those happy days, which we'll learn more about actually in the coming Prokim, but we no longer have them. So that's the rabbinic enactment that Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai did, and he actually did a number of other enactments that are learned more and fleshed out in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, but here we have one other one listed, which is Vishyehe Yom Henef Kulo Asur, which means literally, and also the day of the waving throughout the day, the whole day should be forbidden. This is referring to the obligation to bring the Korban Omer, like Sfiras Omer, so those, we're counting those 7 weeks, 49 days, starting from the bringing of the Omer on the second day of Pesach, and that is done. One of the things the bringing of the Omer does is it acts as a matir, it makes permitted the New Year's crop. What's called chadash, the new crop. So you can't eat from chadash, the new crop, until after the Omer is brought, and that's on the 16th of Nisan, the second day of Pesach. Now, if there's not going to be a Beis HaMikdash, so then the halacha is really, that since there's no possibility of bringing the Korban Omer, the Omer offering instead, the chadash, new crop, becomes permitted immediately on the second day of Pesach. He, however, said that we won't do that. We will not be eating chadash on the second day of Pesach. We'll wait till the third day, again as a Zeich LaMikdash, and the Gemara there talks about the possibility of future years, and perhaps even in any given year, with very little warning, the Beis HaMikdash could be once again functional. This is the source, the famous source that's brought down. Perhaps it could even come from the sky down, etc. Well, that's certainly a minority. But be that as it may, since Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai wanted to give the Jewish people the optimism and anticipation of an imminent return of the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, he said, we're not going to be eating from the Chadash the whole 16th day, lest either in this year or in a following year, the Beis HaMikdash is built very rapidly and arrives, and then therefore it'll turn out that we wouldn't have been permitted to eat the new crop that day because we should have bought the Omer first.